You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. This week on The Takeaway, we're taking a very hard look at debt in America, and we want to hear about how debt is affecting your life.
The principal is never touched, no matter how much of payments I make. I'm a social worker, and I don't make a whole lot of money, and it seems like it's almost hopeless that this thing will ever get, you know, taken care of. Thank you very much for wanting to hear people's stories.
And we do. We want to hear your story about how you got into debt, what debt is preventing you from doing, and any questions you have about getting out of debt. Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Catherine Lanfer is in for John Hockenberry today. Catherine?
Hey, good morning, Adora. Just last week, the Food and Drug Administration announced measures to make sure that Chinese food products made with tainted milk do not leave that country's borders. Now, this week, after saying that, two top U.S. health officials are going to China to take even more action, including the opening of three new FDA offices in China. How is this move going to go over, and what exactly will it contribute to safety? We're going to find out as we talk to Benjamin England. He is a 17-year FDA veteran, and he is a founder of the website FDAImports.com. All right, Benjamin, Chinese products that contain milk are going to be contained at the border until tests prove that they're not contaminated. This sounds great in theory. What's it going to be like in practice?
Hi, good morning. I mean, in practice, the products actually will go to the importers. They won't even stay at the border. In the United States, the products will be distributed to the persons who own them, and they'll hold them. Part of the issue, I think, is that FDA's approach to this is going to end up grabbing a lot of products that either don't contain dairy ingredients or they're basically safe. Now, you know, many I think would say that that's fine because at least we're checking. But there's an awful lot of products that are going to be covered by this action that are going to have to go through testing that probably will result in an increase in food cost in food ultimately.
It sounds like you're talking about a big clog at all the ports.
That's I think, the large concern. I mean, right now we already have a problem with regard to Chinese food being held up for as much as 3 months, waiting for FDA to release it. And the new action is going to be probably five to ten times as large. So it's going to increase a lot of expenses to the companies that import food from China.
All right. And who's going to bear the brunt of that cost?
I think up till now, the companies have been, but a lot of the same companies will be affected by the new action, and I don't think they can afford to. I think it'll get passed down.
Okay.
The consumer will pay for it.
Let's talk about these new FDA offices in China. Well, what are they going to do?
Those are going to be manned mostly by folks, FDA folks, who report to the Office of International Programs, International Affairs at FDA. Who really are more of a political arm of the agency and not an inspection arm. Excuse me. So they're not going to be people on the ground who will be able to do inspections. They should be able to facilitate communication, but that's about it.
All right, and just help me understand this. You wag your finger and say we're going to make sure that even more of your products don't make it in here until we thoroughly test them. And oh, by the way, come by for the housewarming. How does that work?
Yeah, they're not going to be received, I think, very very warmly. There have been a lot of communication between FDA and HHS and the Chinese counterparts, mostly in the lead by HHS. Well, I think one of the ironies, many of the folks I know at the FDA who've either participated or been very close to the meetings have said that in each and every meeting, the Chinese government response has been that we wouldn't really be having these problems if it wasn't for the American press. And so there's a there's a significant cultural divide that the government's position there seems to be that it's not the problems in the food, the problem is that the people know about the problems in the food, and so when FDA comes over or HHS comes over to the United States, they're already received rather coolly. Now this is going to have such a huge effect on Chinese trade in foods that I think it's going to strain the relationship that much more.
But Benjamin, explain that further, will you? So Chinese officials don't believe that they have a production problem, that really it's the exposure of some of the issues that have come up is the problem?
I don't think that they don't believe that they have a problem. I just think that for them, the value system just is different.
Benjamin, I've got to stop you. A value system. People have died. Children have died.
That's right, and that's obviously the kind of thing that the Chinese are not going to want exposed to the world who they're trying to sell to, and the controls are that significant there.
Quickly. What if you're a consumer listening to this? Every time the tainted milk story comes up, I think it's just it's human to sort of react in fear. So, what's your advice?
There's very little fluid milk. Very, very little fluid milk that comes out of China to the United States. I think the greater risk. I mean, people should be concerned. They should. The problem is there's nothing that they can do about it other than perhaps look at the country of origin labeling on their foods, but most foods are finished processed foods, and so that's not going to tell you anything because the dairy could come from anywhere, no matter where the food is finished. The fluid milk, I think, is not an issue really here. The ice cream is not an issue. Yogurts are not really an issue. But, it's really more in the manufactured food, but there you have a far less amount of dairy in the product.
All right. Benjamin England, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it on that sort of worry-making point. Thank you so much. Benjamin England, a 17-year FDA veteran, founder of FDAimports.com. We're going to move now to some news headlines and Mark Garrison.
Thank you. It's 28 minutes after the hour.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.